Blog Talk Radio.
Talked about, the first set of
the gifts, the revelation gifts. We talked about, amen, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. And we're going to go into the inspiration gifts, the gifts of inspiration or the vocal gifts. We're going to begin with the gift of prophecy on today. Amen. And there's much misunderstanding about the gift of prophecy versus the office of prophet. So we are going to touch on that just a little bit to give a little bit of a clarification on the differences. There are many people that flow in the gift of prophecy, but they're not prophets. That doesn't take away from the actual gift of the Spirit. So you can flow in the gift of the Spirit and not be a prophet. Praise God. But if you are a prophet, you will flow in the gift of the gift of prophecy as well as foretelling. Amen. That means God will use a prophet to speak things that are about to come to pass or will come to pass or that is yet to be in the future. And I will kind of break that down in just a little bit. But there is a difference between the prophet and the gift of prophecy. And so we don't want to confuse the two just because, again, someone, amen, God uses in the gifts. I knew a lot of people when I was coming up that God used in the gift of prophecy, but they were not prophets. But yet God would use them in tongues, interpretation of tongues, amen, the gift of prophecy and all of this. Now, the gifts of the Spirit are not limited. Amen. God will use whoever he wants to use. Praise God. We must avail ourselves to the Holy Ghost and allow God to use us however he chooses to do so. Amen. And we're not to lord over people just because we flow in a gift or we flow in this or that. Amen. It, mind you, beloved, amen, it all comes from God. Amen. And God can use us. Amen. There are those that God uses with healing, miracles, faith. These are gifts of the Spirit, praise God. And so, again, we must keep things in proper balance and order, amen, so that God can, again, do what he wants to do, praise God. Now, dealing with the gifts of inspiration, these gifts have a threefold meaning or ministry, and that is to edify, to exhort, and comfort. Now, speaking on the gift of prophecy, amen, the gift of prophecy will edify, it will exhort, and comfort, amen, praise God. A lot of times people look to folk that God used in this arena, and they're wanting God to speak to them. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. However, we should never lean on the gift as a way of God just directly speaking all the time. What is God saying? Because we can get in the Word of God, and we can pray, amen, and God will let us know what he wants us to know, amen. So we must keep things in proper balance, okay? Praise God. Now, I'm going to begin by just saying here that I encourage you to read 1 Corinthians chapters 11 through 14 because in these chapters it goes in depth on the gift of prophecy. And it is mentioned about 22 times in these throughout these few chapters. Amen. So it's very important. The gift of prophecy is important. Amen. But we must have a clear understanding of what it is and what it is not. So I'm going to begin by giving a little bit of what it is not. The gift of prophecy is not foretelling the future. Prophecy in the New Testament is different from the prophet who foretells the future. God specifically limits this gift to three beautiful exercises: exhortation, exhortation, and comfort. None of these have to do with the gifts of power or gifts of revelation. And we've already talked about gifts of revelation. We haven't gotten to the power gifts yet, amen, but we will. Praise God. Now, when you read Ephesians 4, 8 through 12, there it talks about the prophet as one of the fivefold minister gifts. Again, this is different from the gift of prophecy. You have the apostle, you have the prophet, you have the evangelist, you have the pastor and the teacher. This is fivefold ministry. Praise God. So I am a prophet of God. Amen. I stand in that office as well as apostle. Amen. But the prophetic office is a mantle. It's an office. It's just that. Praise God. And a prophet, amen, God uses in dreams and visions. They're seers. Not all prophets are seers. A seer is one that, amen, has dreams and visions, and God reveals things in that way. Praise God, through pictures, if you will, and gives interpretation of that. warns. A prophet will warn of things that are going to happen. Praise God. So again, it's different from the gift of prophecy. Praise God. God has shown me things. Amen. I remember several years ago, God showed me these great big beasts, and they were walking on the shores. They were coming to come on the shores of America. And God spoke to me and said that there were things that would happen to America. Amen. That the church would not be ready for a handle. Amen. This was before 9-1-1. It was before, praise God, Katrina and different things that would happen. We have seen a lot of catastrophe, amen, happen and things of this nature. And so God will forewarn of things, and he'll even give us how to pray, praise God. In October, he gave me another dream, showed me another dream of catastrophe, of floodings and different things were about to take place, earthquakes, and God told me to warn the people, praise God. Now, this was in October, and we've already had experiences even in the state that I'm in of tremors, of earthquakes going through. Praise God, we've seen earthquakes, we've seen hurricanes come through in different various storms and also flooding. When I saw this dream in October, praise God, I saw white waters coming in and they were just crashing in and the streets were just flooded with water running. And the Lord told me, he said cities would be underwater, praise God. And then we got a report not long ago, I think it's Australia, that literally happened, that we've already seen some of these things begin to take place, because God said 2011 would be a year where some catastrophic things would take place, divine judgment would take place. And so when God deals with the prophet, he will tell of things that are to come, to forewarn, amen, to give instruction what we're to do, praise God. And so, again, this is very different from the gift of prophecy, amen. All of these gifts and offices are very, very necessary in the body. We need the apostle. We need the one that will set order, that will keep order in the body, that will plant churches that do different functions apostolically. There's preached word that's done by apostles, amen, because God graces the apostle in such a way, he will send him or her in to do a specific work in a body or a ministry, praise God, to get that ministry back on track, amen, to help, to encourage, to build up. That is part of the function of the apostle. Then the prophet is a mouthpiece for God, is a voice, amen, amen, that hears God speak, amen. You look in the Old Testament and see, amen, the various prophets that God used. They worked very close with the king, amen, with the leader, praise God. They would send warning, amen, time and time again, praise the Lord. And then the evangelist comes, amen, to encourage the body with revival, but the evangelist has a heart for souls, amen, to reach those souls, to pull them in, amen, preaches salvation messages, preaches encouraging messages, uplifting messages, praise God, Holy Ghost fire-filled messages, amen, because that's the grace of the evangelist, and we need to see power-packed evangelists in this hour. I long to see the old-fashioned evangelists, if you will, that came in for no hidden agenda, amen, but to come in and preach the gospel, to see souls saved, lives changed by the power of God, healing and miracles taking place, praise the Lord, praise God. All of these things God is restoring because he's restoring the church of Acts. He's bringing back that power. Amen. The power has never left. Praise God. The Holy Ghost is still here. Amen. God is just trying to get the church in line and in order so that we can flow properly. Amen. And we're reading the book of Acts right now. And it's such a dynamic, dynamic book. Praise God. Because this is where we are. This is where we're living. Amen. Apostolically, God is restoring apostolic order. Amen. In the body of Christ, he's pulling down the religious walls, the traditional things, the legalistic things that have been built up that have hindered, amen, the body of Christ from moving the way God really wants it to. So all these walls and things have to come down, amen, to really see this move of God. Then we have the pastor, praise God, who is a shepherd, who guides, who tends, amen, has compassion for the sheep, won't go off and leave the sheep, won't abandon them, but will be there to tend them, to guard, amen, to watch over, also to preach to teach, amen, to, amen, all of that, to shepherd, praise God, because when God gives a leader, amen, people, amen, that is a precious thing, it's a precious responsibility, it's an awesome responsibility, amen, because we must remember that the people belong to God, they don't belong to us, amen, they belong to God, and even when God gives us a ministry, gives us a vision, beloved, we must remember that God is the one that is given, that gives a steward over that, and amen, we must treat it carefully. We must make sure that everything we do above board, praise God, that we don't walk in reproach or any of these things, amen, but that we mind God in all that he gives, amen. And then there's the teacher. That's the one that will expound, amen, will break down the word, will put it to us or give it to us to where we can, amen, apply it to our life, because the word is food for our spirit. Amen. And heaven and earth will pass away. Prophecies are going to cease. All these things. But the word, amen, will stand forever. So we need the word of God in this hour. We need to know God's word. Praise God. So you put that all that hand together. Amen. That represents the number five, which is grace. God graces us. Praise God. And God uses whom he will. Come on now. Praise God. A lot of times we want to say God can't use this one, God can't use that one, he won't place his anointing there, he won't do that. And we know that he will not place his anointing on anything unclean, unpure. We know that. That goes without saying. Come on now. He's not going to compromise his word. Praise God. But when he graces us, amen, and we get in the vein of the Holy Ghost, amen, and we're clean, we walk right, amen, God will use you, beloved. He will do what only he can do. Amen. We must trust him. We must rely on him. We must depend on him. Praise God. So, also, amen, the gift of prophecy is not to be used for guidance. This is one of the major ways in which people have misused the gift, this gift. Guidance is not one of the three blessings of prophecy. Prophecy is to exhort, is to encourage, it is to edify, and it is to comfort. So we must keep that in mind. Amen. Now, praise God, prophecy is not rebuke. Amen. There's no element of rebuke in prophecy. We're talking about prophecy. Okay, it's a difference. Amen. He will encourage us. Amen. He will encourage us to repent. Amen. The word of prophecy will come. Amen. To give words, and there will be times when you will need to repent. Amen. But it will not be so harsh and so hard. Praise God. It will edify you. Amen. It could be a word that you know, oh, that's me. Amen. But it should bring you to repentance. It should encourage. It should build you up, not tear you down. So if you're receiving words, amen, and that word is tearing you down, that word is cutting, amen, that word is causing pain, there's something wrong, look at that, seek the Lord about it, praise the Lord, make sure that what's being said is falling and flowing in line with the word. This is why, amen, when prophecy is given, the Bible says one prophesies, two or three judges, amen, to make sure that that word is in line with the word of God. Praise God. Don't just take words just because, oh, that's a word. That's why we can't get so caught up with that. We must get caught up with Jesus. We must have a relationship with the Lord. And that's what's most important. Praise God. Amen. And sometimes we have been susceptible to going to services just so we want the preacher to lay hands and give us this great word. But if you know the giver, you know Jesus Christ for yourself, praise God, amen. God can speak, not taking away from the preacher, amen. But if God chooses to minister in that way, it should encourage, it should confirm, it should exhort, it should comfort, amen. But don't go just looking for that. Look to Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Praise God. Learn to walk by faith. Amen. Don't rely on these things because you could get into trouble. Praise God. God wants us to be balanced. He wants us to be well-rounded. He wants us to be whole. Amen. And finally, the gift of prophecy is not a ministry of criticism. Prophecy is not one person's opinion against another. It is a divine operation under the anointing of God, designed to warn men and women of sin or shortcomings so that they might be ready when Jesus comes. So the gift of prophecy can lift a Christian out of depression, negligence, lukewarmness, all of these things, put him or her back into the mainstream and thrust of God. Praise God. I've seen many times where people have been discouraged, wanted to give up, wanted to quit. Amen. And then God will come. Praise God. Give them a word of exhortation, encouragement. Praise God. Comfort and strength to cause them to get up, cause them, amen, to renew their faith and renew their trust in God and renew their relationship with the Lord and then move forward with God. Amen. It's happened in my own life. praise God, where God will speak, amen. People don't know anything, amen, of what may be going on, and God will speak a word in season, praise the Lord, just to encourage and to lift up, praise God, because we all need to be encouraged. We all need to be edified and lifted up at one time or another, praise God. And so this is what the gift of prophecy will do, praise God. Now, again, we've talked about the three reasons for the gift of prophecy: edification, exhortation, and comfort. Amen. I want to talk a little bit about edification. To edify means to build up. Praise God. This gift, amen, will build up the church of Jesus Christ. If a man is weak spiritually, it will build him or her up. If a woman is afraid, it will remove fear. Praise God. The gift of prophecy, in its root meaning, signifies to erect, to strengthen, to build up. Praise God. So when the gift of prophecy is allowed to go forth in the body of Christ, it will exhort, it will comfort the church, it will build the church up. Amen. It will cause the people of God to want to, in other words, to, it will cause us to move forward in God. It will encourage us in where we are, praise God. Amen. You can be going through a hard time, a dark time, a confusing time, and look like the Lord will come right around and say, look, don't run, don't leave, don't quit. Hold on, hang in there. It's going to be all right. My coming is soon. Look to me. Trust me. All of that will build you up. It will encourage you, praise God. And we need much encouragement. Even now, things that we're facing, we need encouragement from the Lord. And God is so faithful to let us know you're on the right track. Keep moving forward. I'm with you. I'm pleased. Praise God. All of this encourages. Come on, somebody. All of this builds up. Amen. It edifies and it brings comfort. God will say, I'm with you. God will say, I'm your strength. I'm your joy. I'll be your peace. I will walk with you. I will not leave you. It, that brings comfort. Praise God. To know that God is with you, that he loves you, that he cares. Praise God. That he will be with you to the end. Amen. When he says, cast your cares on me. Amen. For I care for you. Praise God. When he says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Praise God. Every tongue that rises up, he says, he will condemn it. That's encouraging. Praise God. So when the enemy would come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Praise God. All of these things encourages us. Amen. When the apostles in the book of Acts chapter 4, praise God, after they were strongly admonished by, amen, those in the temple not to preach in the name of the Lord, not to say anything by the authority of Jesus, praise God. And when they came back to, amen, the other apostles, they begin to pray. Amen. They begin to pray for boldness. They prayed that God was strengthened, and the power of God came in and filled them again, and they preached the word with boldness. They were encouraged. Amen. They were edified. Even though they were persecuted, amen, they were told what not to do. Amen. They were came down on kind of hard, praise God, but they did not let that deter them. They continued, amen, to seek God. They continued to obey the Lord. They continued to preach the word of God. Amen. All because Peter, amen, looked at the lame man and told him, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I'm giving that to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By the authority of God, rise up and walk, praise God. And the Bible says that his ankle bones received strength, his legs received strength. He had been lame, amen, all of his life, praise the Lord. But that day, amen, as he looked upon the man of God, praise God, faith leapt in his heart, amen. He trusted the God that Peter spoke about, praise the Lord, amen. His faith reached out and grabbed that word. As Peter spoke the word, life came to those limbs, praise the Lord. Resurrection life came to those bones. Strength came to those bones because of the word of God that was spoken. And when we speak the word of God, life, hallelujah, goes out. Praise God. And God said his word will go out and it will not return back void, but it will accomplish that is sent forth to do. So, beloved, we must send the word. Glory to God. You can't go all the time and be with someone that needs prayer, but you can send the word. Praise God. You can speak the word, amen, in the atmosphere. Praise God. You can call those things that be not as though they were. Praise God. Amen. You can call, amen, life back into a dead body, praise the Lord, because of the word. Because when we speak life and not death, praise God, there's power in that, praise the Lord. When God gives you a word that, amen, Sister Boo Boo or Brother Bebe, praise God, will not die but live, they will declare the works of the Lord, praise God, then you speak that word. You speak life into that situation, praise God. If that marriage is dead, amen, if those children are running wild, praise God, whatever's going on, you have the authority to speak life into your situation, praise God. Amen. God wants us to speak the word, praise God. This is what the gift of prophecy, so the Lord will tell us what to do. He will edify, amen. He will build us up, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Paul was a man that, amen, prayed with tongues. He prayed in tongues more than all of them, praise God. Amen. He was a man that walked in the Spirit. Amen. He walked in what he taught, praise the Lord. He knew the purpose and he knew the benefit of speaking in tongues. He knew that it was to build up, to encourage. Amen. He needed to stay built up because there was so much persecution that came his way. Amen. And you know what? You know that, amen, you're on the right track because the enemy will constantly be coming and, amen, just doing things, saying things, praise God, persecution here, persecution there, amen. But the Spirit of the Lord, praise God, amen, continually flowed, amen, in Paul's life, amen. And so he knew that he had to stay tapped into the power of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God, we do thank God for, amen, our caller, praise the Lord, amen, on the line this morning. God bless you, caller. You are on the air.
Bless God, Apostle. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I am blessed of the Lord. Praise God. How are you, dear heart?
I am blessed and just highly favored, just listening and touching and agreeing with you on the word of God and just standing in faith with you. I'm just touching and agreeing, just listening with you and I just want to touch and agree with you. I'm just believing God.
Amen.
Because God is just manifesting his word this morning.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you, and we do thank God for this word, amen, and what God is saying, amen, to encourage us, amen. We are talking about, amen, the gift of prophecy, and we've talked about how the gift edifies us, amen, and it will exhort, amen, it will encourage, amen, as we've already said, praise the Lord, and it will give us comfort, consolation, praise God. It will bring healing, amen, to sorrowful hearts. He will heal, amen. He will lift us up in persecution. And this is a time, praise God, where the church is going to go through some things. We're going to see some things this year even, amen, as the church will have to suffer some things, but it will bring us closer to God, praise God. So when God, amen, speaks and gives a word, amen, we must hold on to the word of God because the word of God is life and it will carry us through, praise God. And we thank God for the word. We thank God for those that God uses to speak, amen, even on yesterday, praise God, as we fellowshiped, amen, even after we were off the broadcast, the Lord just ministered in such an awesome way and brought confirmation and just encouraged. And so this is what God will do, praise God. He will let us know how much he loves us and how much he cares for us, praise God. Amen. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Praise God. And we do thank God for this opportunity. My time just slipped away so fast today. Praise God. But we're going to pick up on our next broadcast. Amen. We will be on tomorrow. We ask that you, if you can join us, amen, join us on the line. Praise God. We're going to pick up. We're going to talk a little bit more about the gift of prophecy on tomorrow. Praise God. And then we're going to go in to the other gifts, praise God, if time allows, but we do thank God, and we want you to stay encouraged, praise the Lord, stay edified and built up. Visit us on our website if you want more information about our ministry, www.wopministries.org. We encourage you also to drop us an email, praise God, feel free, amen, to just let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing, amen, praise God, we want to hear from you, beloved. Stay encouraged. Amen. Stay in the word of God. Father, we thank you for this word now. We ask that you continue to bless, encourage, and keep us strengthened. And God, we thank you now for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until we meet again on our next broadcast, be blessed in the name of the Lord. God bless you.